Hi, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. Today is Tuesday, September 8th. I hope you all had a chance to enjoy the holiday weekend. Today, I'm speaking with Sean Davies. He's our Vice President of Operations over at Quonset Point. And through this conversation, you're going to learn a little bit about Sean, have a sense for the scope of our work at Quonset Point, and then better understand the role Quonset Point plays in achieving our mission. And they are absolutely critical to Electric Boat. So, Sean, welcome to the podcast. Why don't we start by just giving a little bit of your background?
Okay, great. Thanks, Kevin. I started EB back in January of 97, and I started in the Virginia class program in the non-pressure hull engineering area. And I did that for about a year, and then I actually completed a one-year shipyard rotation and had an opportunity to work through various organizations. And kind of, as a matter of fact, part of that rotation included Quonset Point back in 1998, I think it was, for about a three-month stint. But at any rate, when I completed the shipyard rotation, I filtered back into engineering and then went over to the Jimmy Carter program, so the SSN-23, and was working on pressure hull and non-pressure hull structures there. And then from there, I would ultimately get into the Seawolf program office, and that was around the 2001 timeframe. And it was really around that time that I had a chance to participate in the first cohort of the business leader group, and that ultimately led to what I thought would be a one-year rotation down into the facilities organization in 2004. To help with recovery of the Graving Dock 3 failure and with the restoration of Graving Docks 1 and 2. And as I said, what I thought might be a one-year rotation actually turned into 8 years that I spent. It was an awesome experience overall in facilities for the time that I was there. And then kind of lastly, from my background standpoint, I was asked to take the helm at Quonset at the beginning of 2013. And I've been here ever since, and I'd say by far it's the most challenging and rewarding position that I've had at EB to date.
Thanks for that background. You know, you and I spend a lot of time talking about operations, and you know, we could probably spend a whole hour talking about everything we're chasing from an operations perspective. But I want to focus a little bit more on the work that's going on at Quonset Point, because some people don't get a regular opportunity to get out there and see firsthand what you're doing. So let's start first by talking about our folks. How many people do we have there, and what are we working on?
Sure. Our current on-roll is right around 3,900 employees, and that's total, so supporting Virginia and Columbia. And for perspective, about 80-plus percent of our folks are working Virginia, and then the balance are on Columbia. And we've been operating under our staffing plan for some time due to some issues that we had early on with purchase material availability, and that was really across all contracts. And then there was also some initial perturbations and issues with the timeliness and the quality of work instructions, and that was primarily on Columbia. But the good news is that there's been notable improvement in both of those areas, and we've got confidence now to really, you know, crank up the hiring machine again. And in fact, we've just recently started a pretty aggressive hiring campaign. You know, we've onboarded roughly about 100 people in the last several weeks, and expect to add about 400 new employees by Christmas. And then another 500 by the summer of next year. And essentially, the new hires that we hire between now and then will basically be 50-50 split between both Virginia and Columbia.
Good information there. And I think from our perspective, you and I spent a lot of time also talking about the need to get you know, the material available to the guys, get the design done, get the planning paperwork in front of them, and then get out of the way of the operations team so they can go get their job done. And we're making a lot of good progress. The fact that we're hiring again in this post-COVID environment, I think, is good news as well, and certainly welcome. So we've got a lot of work to do to recover some of that schedule time, and those new folks coming in, I think, are joining at a great time. Let's turn a little bit to the construction of Virginia and Columbia. So why don't we start with Virginia and just give us a rundown of where we stand here?
So I'll start with Block 4, and we're 88% complete with the modules that constitute the 10 ships in that block. And we've delivered all of the modules to Groton and the Newport News waterfront for the first six hulls, and that's the 792 through the 797. And, you know, for kind of awareness, our last module delivery to round out the block, the 801 2B-5, which is scheduled to deliver to Groton, is targeted for June of 2022. So we're not far away from really getting out of the Block 4 business and from a Virginia perspective being solely focused on Block 5. And I would say, despite getting a late start on the block and some of the material issues that I talked about across the program, we have been able to maintain module delivery schedules to support both of our final assembly and test customers in Groton and Newport News. And then moving on to Block 5, we're currently working on the first five hulls, so the 802 through the 806. And there, for perspective, we're almost 30% complete on the 802 and just over 10% complete on the 803. And a little tidbit there is that the first VPM missile tube arrived here at Quonset just a few weeks ago, and the first VPM cylinder we recently placed into a new tube installation fixture in the VPM special fixtures building.
Really great to hear about the progress there on the Virginia program, and that VPM is a demonstration of just how flexible the Virginia class submarine is, and how we can adapt it to a whole wide range of missions. So certainly a testament to the design and the longevity that design is going to be out there protecting our nation going into the future. How about Columbia?
Yeah, well, Columbia, you know, we started construction some time ago. I think we cut the first pieces of steel back in the summer of 2016. And since that time, we've learned quite a bit. And I would say a lot of our early work on non-shipboard and shipboard prototypes were impacted by some issues in design, some issues in engineering and work instructions. But I think that the company overall has learned from many of those early mistakes, and we're much better positioned today. I would tell you that we're also getting smarter every day on what it actually takes to build the lead ship, both from a cost and schedule perspective, and we're making sure that we're, you know, working with the right folks to make sure we capture those lessons going forward. And I do think it would be worthwhile to share maybe just a couple of noteworthy points on construction. We've delivered six outfitted missile tubes and over 30 kits to the UK since we started, and we're roughly 70% complete with our work on the UK's lead ship Dreadnought. And on the 826 side, so SSBN 826, the Columbia, our pressure hull right now is about 40% complete, and that includes both the missile compartment and forward engine room sections. And we recently started, several months ago actually, a lot of the ship's major decks, and we're roughly, we've got about 70% of those major decks where we've started construction across the site. And then kind of looking at the big picture on Columbia, we're roughly 5% complete with the Columbia, and that's actually prior to the official construction start, which is on October 1st. And also for perspective, that's more than 20 times the volume of work, at least in hours, that we did when we did the lead ship Virginia prior to construction start.
Yeah, good update there. You know, sometimes we forget about the fact that the common missile compartment between the Columbia class and the UK's Dreadnought class is something that we've been working on for some time, and we're making some good progress getting our partners in the UK the parts of the ship that they need to be successful, and that's a lot of missile tube work and a lot of great work by our team getting that stuff accounted for and shipped over to the UK to support that program. So good update there, and appreciate to hear about the progress we're making. I spent some time with Joe Drake in a previous podcast. We were talking about our facilities master plan and what we're doing to expand here in Groton and at Quonset Point. to get to delivering two Virginias and a Columbia per year. And every time I go to Quonset Point, I'm just amazed at how the skyline in that facility has changed with the buildings that have popped up, and they're tremendous. It's also worth noting that this is a commitment by our corporation to invest about $1.8 billion in electric boat for our future. So we should be proud that they're willing to invest, those buildings are making a tremendous difference. So now you've got some new buildings there. So let's talk a little bit about how you're adjusting your game plan to accommodate the new facilities.
Yeah, sure. I do want to go back just a couple of and make a couple of points. So a few years ago, the team here developed a strategy to move people and major products into these new facilities as our workload grows on VPM and Columbia. And at that time, we had worked with all of the key players and essentially established some key tenets or elements to that strategy, which were basically, to the greatest extent possible, make sure that we co-locate like work, that we make best use of both legacy and new spaces, and then I'd say most importantly, minimize disruption to Virginia-class construction. And I would tell you, Kevin, that the recent addition of buildings 9A and 9B, that's added more than 300,000 square feet of module outfitting space, and it's really enabled us in many ways to begin in earnest execution of that plan to co-locate primarily post-paint module outfitting work in those buildings. And at the same time, while we were doing that, we were also freeing up space in other buildings like 2003 and in Bay 4, all in an effort to support some near-term structural fabrication work on Columbia decks. And in particular with the 9 series buildings, we've already moved a tremendous amount of product in there, and we've actually got 500 people operating across two shifts that support work in that building. And the work that some of the, give you a flavor for some of the things that have been moved in there, it's been both submodules and supermodules that comprise 2B to 5, 6, 7 mids, and 8 and 9. And we just recently moved, in fact, the Virginia class command and control system modules over there from their previous location in Bay 4. And then just a week or so ago, 2 weeks ago, we've moved three Columbia vertical cylinders that'll be shortly outfitted in Building 9B. And our current plan of record, looking out just into the little bit longer horizon, is we do expect to expand the 9 series buildings by about another 250,000 square feet. And that will essentially support full rate production or steady state production of both Virginia and Columbia. And at the end of the day, the 9 series buildings as a whole, it's hard to imagine it'll be this big, but it'll be about 14 acres of module outfitting space under one roof. And in my view, this building in particular presents our greatest opportunity to improve our efficiency of module outfitting and construction. And so those are the kind of the big in-process buildings that we've recently completed and on the horizon. There are a couple of other things I want to maybe take just a second to mention briefly. We recently commissioned a second 5,000-ton press here at Quonset in Bay 4, and that was to really get the increased capacity to support rolling the Columbia and the VPM plates. And in fact, we're going to roll our first plate here in a couple of weeks over in Bay 4. And I would also tell you that the S&P team has made excellent progress on expanding the Columbia automated frame and cylinder building, or building 2019 here. The foundations were recently completed, and we started erecting steel within the last few days here, and we're tracking toward completion of that really critically important expansion will be done by next summer. And then we recently also completed a new two-cell blast and coatings facility. We also issued two purchase orders for heavy lift cranes that will help us support turn down of the heavier modules that come with VPM and Columbia cylinders. And then just a couple of other items. We're starting construction of a new pier in December. And essentially that pier is required to support really the barge, heavier barge capacity interface, and you know that will carry our the heavier modules up and down the East Coast to both Newport News and to the Groton waterfront. And then lastly, we're expanding, working on the planning for expanding our pipe packaging operations in the very near future. So, you know, essentially there's a lot of moving parts. There have been in the past and there are today. We've got a lot on our plate to manage as we transition into these new spaces and configure old spaces for different work. And I would tell you that even with the best planning and preparation for the moves of people and product that we've done so far, we frankly have realized some setbacks in operational performance over the last several months. But we do, we've got a few years to go on some of the projects that I just mentioned, and I'm confident that we've got a sound plan and the right team, a great team in place to execute.
Yeah, thanks for that. That's a good update on everything that's going on. This is an exciting time, I think, to be here at EB. We've got some incredible ships ahead of us to build, and basically work as far as the eye can see, and that's what excites me about it. So I appreciate the update, and Quonset Point is a critical part of our operation, and for everybody who's listening, if you get the opportunity, it's important to stay tuned there, get a chance to get out there, do so, and see what's going on at Quonset. I think it'll open your eyes. So in our next podcast, we're going to continue the operations theme when I sit down with Jim Gildard. He runs our operations here in Groton. So for now, that's all. Thanks, everyone. We'll talk soon.